here's a story from The World.
The U.S. government is turning over migrant children to local police. Cops are being brought in to deal with kids who act up. That's according to a new investigation from our partners at the public media program Reveal at the Center for Investigative Reporting. With us to discuss the investigation is Reveal reporter Laura Morell. How did you and your colleagues come across this information, Laura?
Hi, Marco. Well, we've been reporting on how migrant children are treated within the government's shelter system for a few years now. And my colleague, Aura Bogado, actually did a story last year after she obtained some federal records that showed that many children, thousands of children, were in prolonged detention in these government shelters. And it was through that data that we were able to identify several cases, at least 84 children that were transferred to local law enforcement custody in the last 6 years. And these are children ranging in age from 11 to 17. And we found cases across the United States, but primarily in the state of Texas.
Right. So at least 84 kids and happening. It's widespread, it sounds like.
It is widespread. It's a bit concentrated. Our data shows and records we were able to obtain show between two shelter providers, Southwest and BCFS, which have shelters in the state of Texas. There were two counties also in particular that we saw a lot of cases in, Cameron County and Bexar County.
And when these kids are said to be acting up, what are we talking about? They're being violent or are they being kids?
They're being kids. And what the documents show is that many of the children were turned over for allegedly fighting, breaking into fights, damaging property. You know, in one instance, there was a television that was broken. In another, it was a couple bed frames and also, you know, some mental health challenges as well. Most of the children were processed for misdemeanors. And I think it's also notable to mention that at least 10 youth were charged as adults. So those are some examples of some of the cases that we're talking about.
That's pretty disturbing. And this is happening with local police. Which government agency is supposed to be responsible for these children?
You know, these are unaccompanied migrant children, children that, you know, come to the border to seek asylum. Immigration authorities transfer custody over to the Office of Refugee Resettlement, which is a government agency, and it's charged with overseeing this system of shelters that care for these children across the United States. I think right now there's about 100 privately run shelters. So they're in federal custody. And what's interesting here is that these children who are in federal custody are, you know, being discharged over to local law enforcement custody. In some cases, you know, we found instances where, you know, kids were in juvenile detention or in adult jail, because like I said, some of these were charged as adults for, you know, a day or two. Sometimes it was weeks. We know of some cases where children were sentenced to jail. These are kids that are in federal custody, but are now in local law enforcement custody, away from the system that's supposed to be protecting them.
Laura, how aware is the Biden administration of how these children are being dealt with? Have they responded at all to your investigation?
We reached out to the Office of Refugee Resettlement. We also reached out to Javier Becerra, and they did not agree to an interview. They sent us a statement saying that they wouldn't comment on anonymous allegations. And to be clear, as we mentioned in our story, these are not anonymous allegations. We have public records, we have federal records, and we have videos, body cam footage that show what happens when police are called to these shelters.
It seems these kids ought to have both some kind of legal protection since police are involved, also some kind of psychological or counseling support. Is any of that happening?
Right. So under something called the Flores Settlement Agreement, and this is going back, you know, a few decades, back in the 1980s, when a lot of children were fleeing violence in El Salvador and were ending up in shelters here in the United States, this settlement agreement is basically a court decree that's designed to safeguard migrant children from neglect and abuse. And there are certain guidelines that the Office of Refugee Resettlement has to meet in terms of their care, in terms of offering counseling and access to legal services and, you know, things like that. It also calls for the government to release children from its custody, quote, without unnecessary delay.
Laura Morell is a reporter with Reveal at the Center for Investigative Reporting. Thanks for telling us about this investigation, Laura.
Thank you so much.